Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric is right here in Silicon Valley. In fact, he's been here for over 30 years now, helping people have remarkable retirements. That is his goal for you. That is his mission. Now, if you've been focused on just saving for retirement and not on the income you'll need to spend in retirement, you have a lot to learn from today's show. Here's the phone number that you need to remember, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment with Eric. And also find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Luann. And, you know, as we're all gearing up to go back out into the, you know, the big blue world or whatever you want to call it, right?
Wild blue yonder.
as things, you know, open back up and such. A lot of people have probably spent a lot of time planning things and thinking about things, and that's great. It's great to plan those vacations, get those trips all set up. And the one part I think that people forget is you could have a lot more vacations, a lot more fun in retirement if you just spent some time doing that also. So that's kind of the goal for today's show, is figuring out how do you plan for having all that fun in retirement like you want to have right now, right?
Exactly. On weekends or when we go on our own vacations, right?
Yep.
So I want to go back to the mid-70s, which, you know, back then that was the start of the IRAs, the individual retirement accounts. And of course, the 401k plans came to be. So a lot of American workers started saving money in those for retirement. Eric, can you believe it's over 40 years later now?
That's a long time.
It's been such a long time. I think people are realizing maybe there's some other things they could be doing and thinking about their money maybe in a different way for retirement. People get so caught up in how much they've saved, like you said, but what we really need to be thinking about is how we're going to spend in retirement. BlackRock did a new study. 90% of respondents said that they're interested in retirement income, especially guaranteed income. You talk about that all the time on our show. More companies are talking about helping people get that guaranteed income. So since people are looking for other options besides simply saving for retirement, would you say this is a positive trend in retirement planning, Eric?
Well, I mean, just going back to what you mentioned, the start of the 70s and 80s, when IRAs and 401ks were coming out, the other thing that was going away was pensions, right?
Wow.
So, you know, then of course, you're talking about guaranteed income. Well, that's what got replaced was, hey, you know, we'll give you this great thing. We'll give you a match and then you can figure out how to do it. And it's like, what? Hold on. How was this better? Before you had this lifetime payout that you couldn't outlive. And, you know, you had professional money managers that were running those pensions and making sure that money lasted for the rest of your life. And yeah, now you don't have any of that. There is no option in 401ks to have guaranteed income for the rest of your life. So if you want to have some set paychecks that's not just government controlled like Social Security, then you got to have something on your own, right? You got to set that up. And there's a lot of great options right now, but you know, people just don't pay attention to them. They think, you know, hey, well, the stock market is doing so great, I'll just keep doing that. You know, it's going to go up forever and ever, just like it always has done. It never goes. Oh, hold on. No, it doesn't go down. right. Yeah. What was that last March thing? What was that? 2008,
yeah.
.com. There's a few times where the market does go down. And yeah. So if things are up and doing great, when's the best time to sell? When things are high, not after they've crashed, right? So this may be the best time ever getting those income plans in place and making sure you get that money to last.
So you're saying pensions were the good old days, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So Eric, tell us why we need to be more focused on income rather than saving more.
Yeah, well, the most portfolios, when I'm doing our blueprint to worry less wealth and we're doing the investment analysis part, I would say the average portfolio, hands down, is probably about 1.5% income. So what does that mean? That means if you've got $1 million sitting built up in all your assets, that they're paying a whopping 1.5%. Right, which is not much. That's not even, you know, it's not even enough to live on, you know, on a monthly basis. Not even $1,000 a month, right? So, how do you actually survive and live on that? Well, you know, you've got to be doing, you know, if you're getting that, well, that $1,000 to maybe $1,500 a month, you know, income from there, that's not going to be enough. So you're going to have to be spending principal. So that's why you need to switch to having some more income producing assets, some stuff that's paying you money, because otherwise you're going to be having to cash in on a monthly basis. And if you're cashing in on a monthly basis, well, was that a good month or a bad month, right? You know, if all of a sudden the market dropped a bunch and you were cashing in and you don't wait for it to come back when you're retired because you need to live, right? You need to have that money. So that's the tough part. And so a lot of people don't really kind of conceptualize what happens in actual retirement. And you have to switch all those assets from growth mode to how do you get that paycheck to be replaced with a playcheck, right? We want to have some time, money to play with. We want to have some fun. And we're not going to have that check from our employer anymore. So now we have to recreate that on our own. So I mean, one of the things that we've done here at Heckman Financial is we actually have developed a great process that's called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, because we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. And so what is the very first step, of course, is income planning, making sure that income lasts for the rest of your life. And if it doesn't, well, at least tell you when your money runs out and you know, better now than later on, right? and so, you know, that's the first step. Does your money last? Then the second step, of course, is look at those investments. Can those investments actually support that income? How are they going to do that? And then what's the tax ramifications, not just today, not just tomorrow, but throughout your rest of your life? How do we minimize taxes over your lifetime, not over 1 year? And then, of course, you have to look at healthcare and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That's something we can help you create if you want. Right now, we're not charging fees for it still. We're giving this out to people. So what we do is we set up a first time, a phone call, find out what's going on, find out what concerns you have. The second meeting would be looking at exactly what your plan is, where you're headed and how's it going and what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action and use us or just take care of it on your own. So again, you know, that's something that you can take advantage of right now. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. You just leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Going back to this study, this BlackRock study that they did, 80% of employees who did respond said, you know, that they want to add retirement income options to their plans this year. 70% said that helping employees with retirement income has become more important due to this pandemic. So my question to you, Eric, is what does this tell you about the climate of retirement planning today?
Well, people just don't like the uncertainty and don't like the risk as much. So this is the time to take action. This is a time where, you know, there's some great tools that are what I really in our kind of our design and our mentality that we use for allocation is these are really replacements for bonds. So if you're in one of those target date funds, those lifestyle funds where the ones that say 2040 or 2045, 2030, whatever those years are, you're doing so much stocks and so much bonds. And as you get older, they get to be more and more bonds, right? Well, what's the problem with that? Have you seen your mortgage rate? It's great. It's low. And same with bonds. Mm. So If you're putting most of your money in at 1-2 or 3% interest, and then if rates go up and bonds lose money, that's a horrible place to be. And so this is a way to lower that risk, get that lifetime income, and diversify at the same time. And so, you know, that's really the tool they use. And that's how you kind of conceptually think about it. A lot of times people talk about 60-40 or 65-35 portfolios. Again, that's stocks and bonds. So replace that second place with lifetime income, and you're going to be a lot better off for the rest of your life. So one of the things that, you know, we can give you also is a report. It's something you can just download real quick. All you have to do is text the word money. Yep, that's just text money. It's pretty easy. To 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And you know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things we need to be paying attention to have a remarkable retirement. I think we all dream of retirement. And Eric helps people retire every day. You can go to his website, request this book online at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can call him to request it, 800-454-1184. So Eric, in the past, we've talked about baby boomers retiring every single day in droves of 10,000. By 2030, all these people, all baby boomers, will be 65 years old. Up to bat for retirement will be the Generation X. Can you believe that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Times are changing. So that's going to definitely make some shifts in the, you know, economics and so forth.
Yeah. But all right, we're going to talk about Gen X in just a little bit. But I do want to talk about the baby boomers that are retiring. And even thanks to the pandemic in 2020, numbers have picked up even more. So when you have that many people leaving the workforce at one time, what do you say could be the potential impact on the economy? Anything?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of things, obviously. Retirement stuff, destinations, adventures, all travel and stuff, which got slowed down by pandemic, but should be rapidly speeding up here in the future for some time because of all these baby boomers want to go do that bucket list stuff, right? They want to go check off all those items. And so, you know, when they do that, they're spending money, and that's going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, they're not going to be making the money. And so hopefully there's enough people behind them to help out. And then there will be a much bigger drawdown on the stock market, because a lot of those people, as they get older, they want to have less risk, more guaranteed income. And so there's going to be less of a buying demand on the stock market from all those people that, especially once you're 50 and up, those are the people that are really socking away usually the most money, because they realize they didn't do enough early on.
Yeah.
And so then, plus just legally with 401k, you can do, you know, you have that catch up provision where you can do $6,500 more. So, you know, there's a lot more money going into the market. And if those people all retire and start sucking the money back out of the stock market, yeah, that can definitely going to have an effect. And of course, healthcare is going to be another big effect. A lot of those people are going to need home health care and other issues. And there's going to be a big strain on that, because I don't think we've really built up enough infrastructure for all that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changing demographics going forward.
So get this. The first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s now. I'm shocked, actually. I can't believe that. But what would you want to say to help those people make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years, Eric?
Well, since I'm kind of one of them, I'm not the mid part of the 50s, but early part, you know, so yeah, I mean, this is the time to be really, you know, like I said, putting the money away, putting it away right. I mean, right now we all realize that, you know, Congress we've had tax bills that have been passed that had no way to pay for themselves, so they have to expire. We've had all sorts of, you know, giveaways and handouts from the government to get us through the pandemic. And nobody's really talking about how to pay our bills back. And the only way the government pays their bills back is by taxes, right? So if the tax revenues don't go up, then tax rates go up. And so more and more, I would say, be looking at tax-free investing, tax-efficient, other options. I mean, you obviously can do Roth stuff. You can do after-tax 401k, convert to a Roth if you have that option. You can even do specially designed stuff with smart life insurance designs. But you got to watch out in that area, because there's people talking about laser funds and other dorky names of stuff that's that really should not be used. And, really, I just like to call it what it is and say what the tool actually is. But it can be a great tool also to have some tax-free money. So I think everything, not only should you be, if you're in your 50s and up, saving a lot more, but you also should be way more tax efficient, because odds are you already have a big old pile of money that's already going to be taxed. And when you hit retirement, it's going to be even bigger by the time you get there. So you're going to have some tax headaches. So don't add fuel to the fire.
Right, right. The question always comes up about, you know, Social Security going to be there? Do you think Gen X can count on that? You guys going to be able to count on that, Eric? Or is that conversation totally different?
Well, it's still, you know, a very big unknown, right? Because if you go on their website, they always, you know, tell you that, hey, you know, whatever year, it changes a little bit year to year, but roughly, yeah, somewhere in the 20-35 range typically is where it falls. And usually it's, well, we can pay about 80% of our bills. It's like calling your mortgage company and say, oh, they're just going to pay 80% of my mortgage. It's like, no, they're not going to let you do that. And so, yeah, that's the tough part is you should be able to count on something, but of course it's getting taxed away also. So you get that money and then you pay tax on it. There's going to probably be something there always, right? Because it's something we all paid into. It's going to probably have to change a little bit again. And so, yeah, you got to take the action. You got to do stuff and you got to make sure, you know, that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And, you know, how can you do that? Well, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great report that you can download. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can just download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for listening. Glad you joined us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, if someone's in their 40s now, and I know they have a lot of time now before retirement, but what would you say that they should be doing right now?
No different than every other person, right? Just
same.
Save, right? I mean, I've actually run into a lot of people who, you know, they're in their 30s and they say, hey, I want to be done by, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
55 or even 45. And so just because you're younger doesn't mean you may not, you know, you may not be as close to retirement. It's just, how are you saving the money? What are you doing? There's some kind of always truths, right? So if you're saving 15 to 20% of your pay, and some of that can be short term, you know, just for emergency money, some of that should be kind of medium term for the next big goal of, you know, whatever you're going to buy in 3 to 5 years. But a lot of that should be long term. And, you know, so if you're putting that money away, I don't care if you're in your 20s or 50s, you know, you're going to do very well. And if your goal is to retire earlier, then you may not even be putting more away. I mean, I met with one couple that, I mean, they were saving, I think, just about 50% of their income. But ironically, of course, they were thinking about buying a house. And once we did the math on that, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be down to about, you know, 15-20% of your income that you're going to be able to save. And they wanted to retire, you know, super young, like 45 or something. And so it could be done. But if you're going to spend a ton on the house, and depending on how that goes, right, it may not totally work. But as long as you're putting that money away, you're going to be able to save, probably retire earlier. There's no doubt about it. Everybody I've met with ever, the ones who save more, save big money early on, have done better. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, just putting that money away and being tax smart and doing a lot more Roth, other things, you know, that's going to be payoff in big terms in the end.
Right. That's awesome. The funny thing is, so many people are wanting to retire so young. I mean, everybody who is in their 20s that I know of, because, you know, my kids are that age, they're all saying, I want to be retired by 50. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of years to be retired. So I do hope they're saving. But getting back to the Gen Xers who are in their 50s, you know, you mentioned being tax efficient. So again, the Gen Xers are in their 50s now. You are one of them, Eric. So retirement is getting so much closer. I want you to dive in a little bit deeper about what they need to be thinking about doing to get ready for retirement.
Well, obviously, we've been talking a lot about taxes and saving, you know, trying to be more tax-free. The other big one would be, how do you have some lifetime income? It may sound early, but there's a lot of great products out there that if you have a 10-year runway, as I like to call it, you know, time to speed up, you can have some great lifetime income that's increasing. And, you know, it can be a really great thing for you to have that, because if you get some Social Security, you get some other lifetime income, you know, then you don't have to worry about your portfolio as much. But if you wait till you're like 1, 2, 3 years from retirement, which is what happens a lot of times when people are talking to me, you know, it's just, you know, the runway space is too small and it gets harder to do. So, yeah, that'd be one of the things I'd be looking at. And again, you got to look at having a holistic plan. You want to look at everything together. And that's why we built the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So you got to have that income plan, the income for life. How long is that money going to last? That's what we do with here with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. There's no cost right now, no fee that we're charging. We'll have a first talk on the phone, find out what's going on, have that second meeting, either Zoom or in person, and go over how you're headed, where you're going, and tell you what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you want to really help yourself, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're talking about Gen Xers, and those people are now in their mid-50s right now, believe it or not. And they're not retiring in droves yet, probably, but they're worried that they might not be ready for retirement. Kind of like Bobby and I were, Eric, when we were in our 50s. So we don't talk a whole lot about Gen Xers on our show, but I think we're going to here soon because, you know, they're the people who are coming up on retirement. These people have more than 10 years until retirement. What should their priorities be right now in terms of saving?
Well, of course, just putting that money away, right? Figuring out how to get every dime they can in there. Obviously, like myself, figure out how to survive tuition payments for right, for college costs. I'm done with one son, got one in, and then one more to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so that's one thing that definitely for a lot of people in that age group is going to be a money drain as you're trying to also save for the future, right? So, you know, being smart about that and taking smart actions. So a lot of times a little too late for you to be doing 529 plans and all that if you're already, you know, in the middle of the cost. But, you know, figure out what's the best way to fund them, pay for them, those types of things. But yeah, you know, really, it always comes down to always the same thing. Are you saving 15 or 20%? Are you socking that money away? Is it going to be tax efficient? Do you have some, you know, the three types of money? I mean, the three types of money are, I think, one of the pieces that people totally miss. And that's foundational money, steady income money, and market funds. So your 401k has one choice in it, only one choice. It's all market. Stocks, bonds, you know, different types of markets, but it's all stocks and bond markets. So it's all risk money. In terms of your IRAs or your regular dollars, you've got a lot more options. And that's where you can have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed to not lose money. Stuff right now that's probably paying around 3 to 7 on average, hopefully kind of averaging, you know, at least 5 to 6 long term. And then you have that steady income money. This is stuff that pays really high dividends, high income. Even if you don't need the income, you can obviously reinvest the income in the market or someplace else if you want. But this is stuff that's lower volatility. So typically stuff like real estate or credit funds, other things. And these are typically paying right now about 5 to 7%. And then, of course, got some growth on top of that. So, you know, having those other two pots of money and not having it 100% in the market, it's going to be really great for you in those times when the market tanks. Because then you have those other areas that you can run to and if you need them. But if it's 100% in the market and the market goes, 100% of your money drops. And so that's what we don't want to have happen, right?
Right. So if you do have the responsibilities, let's say, of, you know, taking care of your kids, but then also maybe having to take care of your parents, you know, sometimes we turn into the caregiver. Talk about how that can potentially impact your own well-being in the future, Eric.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One conference I went to now several years ago, I was down in San Diego, and they actually had I think it was UC San Diego, not San Diego State, but they had these people come in, and they had actually measured physiologically, and they could see the effects of caregiving. You know, I mean, literally, of people who were caregivers, it actually took a physical effect. And so that's one thing to be watching for. And then, of course, the other one is the financial effect. Mm-hmm. I had a client right after their youngest daughter graduated from high school was also calling me up, asking me for advice. And they live in another part of the country now, but he was asking me advice on their dad who still lives here in California, and he was needing care. And so, yeah, it is definitely the sandwich generation, right? I had graduation on 1 week and but yeah, I'm trying to find a specialized care for your father, right? So, and that's one of those things that definitely is going to be more and more prevalent going forward. And, there is some stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do. I mean, lots of times, like brother was initially saying, hey, let's just start giving them some money. We'll put it in their bank account. It's like, no. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of getting some government help and assistance and other things that you would not be able to get if you give them money directly and stuff. So you definitely want to have some good advice when those kind of things happen. Years and years ago, I had somebody who was doing a lot of community outreach with, and we were in lots of different groups together. She had to take care of both her parents. They both needed care at the same time. She was in sales. And guess what? She had almost no energy to do sales anymore. And she was mostly commission-based, did like office products and stuff. And so her business was down a bunch. She made a lot less money. She couldn't put money into retirement plans then. And so helping her parents for 5 years as they spent down everything and had almost nothing left to give her after they passed away, she lost a ton of time because not only did she not make money, but she wasn't saving money. And so then, that's kind of like a double whammy, right? So yeah, you have to be super careful about, how much you can help somebody. And sometimes you have to just say, hey, let some of the government, fail-safe programs help out or other things. But yeah, you don't want to jeopardize your entire financial future just helping them. So yeah, it's a tough spot to be for sure.
Yeah, it really is. Eric, your blueprint to worryless wealth covers so many things. How do you help people with this issue right here of healthcare?
Yeah, well, the blueprint to worry less wealth, I mean, it's where we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. There's five areas. Obviously, you have to have income. So we have an income extension program, the income extender. We talk about investment optimizer. How do you make sure those are in the right spots? Tax minimizer for the rest of your life, not just one part of time. And then that healthcare navigator, how do you go through all these stuff like Medicare and long-term care, home health care, all those types of issues and have the money there? And then legacy template, who's going to get your money when you're gone? So, those are the five areas of the blueprint. Something that you really, really got to look at and make sure you have set up right and ahead of time, not like I need this stuff for yesterday, right? that doesn't work that way. And so, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial. We first set up just a quick phone call, find out what your issues, what your worries are, and then we'll set up another time to talk, go over your actual blueprint, tell you where you're headed, go look at these five areas. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you with it or if you want to take care of it on your own. But again, right now we're waiving that planning fee of $1,500. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't forget, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth, complimentary on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So the good news for Gen Xers that we've been talking about today is even if they're stressed about retirement, they have time on their side to keep saving. So I want to talk about what they need to be thinking about, Eric, to make the transition smooth as they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly, it's, of course, just having that plan, right? I mean, if you're just driving down the road and you have no idea where you're going, you'll get someplace, right?
Yeah, but so, where, right?
But where, who knows? And it may be an interesting thing to do once or twice, but right. I wouldn't keep going that way. So yeah, really what you need to do is you need to have that income plan set up. You need to know where those investments are. How are they starting to transition into some more foundational and steady income monies, not just market monies? Do you have that that income kind of feel for it now, not just accumulation, because you need all that planning done. Those are the things that I think a lot of people, aren't really just really thinking about, right? They just say, hey, retirement someplace down the road, but hold it. How do I get, I used to get a paycheck. How do I get one now? Well, one of the hardest things to do is, you know, figure out, okay, if I've got all this money, I've got all these things here, where does that big check come from? Well, it's not a big check anymore. It's lots of little checks. So, you know, that's the big thing that you have to do. So one of the things that we can kind of make sure you have, if you want to get a copy of it, is, you know, making sure that you, you know, make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So there's a report called Money. Easy enough, right? All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 28 years now, and he wrote the book Worry Less Wealth to open up our eyes to all the things available for us to have a remarkable retirement. And that's what the show is all about. If you want to get that book, you can request it online, or you can also request an e-version of that book as well. Of course, wealthcreatorradio.com is the website. All right, Eric, we've come to the time in our show. I'm going to give you some top five signs that you need a new advisor, okay? So if you're feeling like you, our listeners, are feeling like maybe you just dread going to your advisor, you might feel like your questions are going unanswered, maybe you're bothering that person. So here we go. Top five signs you need a new advisor. And Eric, this comes from NerdWallet. Number five is, if your eye is already wandering, then you might need a new advisor. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, if it feels like things aren't working out, or, you know, for whatever reason, you're starting to say, hey, yeah, this just doesn't feel right. You know, usually that's correct. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, listening to your gut is a good way to go.
Maybe it's time for a second opinion, something like that.
Yep, exactly.
So if your advisor only calls you when they want to make some trades, that's another sign that you might need a new advisor. Can you talk about why that would be problematic, Eric?
Well, it really depends also on how they're getting paid. I mean, if they're only calling you to move money around because they're going to get, you know, a new paycheck every time they're moving that money, that's really, really problematic. And I've definitely run from that advisor, you know, as soon as possible. There's one thing if they're just making some changes and tweaks, but really they should be calling you on a regular basis. If it was a bad time, if there's a crash or downturn and they did not call you, that is a serious sign for you to get a new advisor, because that's when you need to hear from them more than ever.
Right. Big time red flag. So how often do you think we should be talking with our advisor?
Well, really, I think that one is something that you need to and kind of set those expectations up from day one. And I mean, some of my clients hate talking about money. I mean, they just they think it's painful, and you know, they'd rather not do it, but it's kind of like dentistry. They know it's something they got to do, so they'll go do it. You know, so some people, you know, they only want to talk once a year, and that's already painful enough. And some people want to talk every quarter, every 6 months. So, I mean, I would say, you know, it has to be at least every year. But, you know, for some things, you might want to be checking in at least every 6 months. So, again, the biggest thing is, did you set up that plan? Did they ask you how often do you want to be meeting with people? And are they following up and continuing with that, right? I mean, if they haven't met with you for 2 or 3 years, oh, my gosh, yeah, time for a new one.
Another sign that you might need a new advisor is if your financial situation is changing, but the advice isn't. Eric, what kinds of changes need to be happening with our money as we get close to retirement?
Well, I think if you're an adult and you're going to a pediatrician, it'd be very weird, right? I mean, you'd be very tall compared to all the other patients. And yes, they give you usually a lollipop or something, so that part's cool, or maybe a toy.
Yeah.
But it just feels weird, and you probably, actually nowadays, they'd probably think you're pretty creepy to even be there. So same thing with financial stuff. I mean, as you're getting close to retirement, if they're just saying, oh, just hang in there, or just hold on, or yeah, you know, we don't need to make any changes, but you're going to retire next year or 2 years, and they're not positioning assets to start having money come out. They're not figuring out a plan to where those money should be today to optimize the best income for you in retirement. Those would be really big red flags that that should be changing as you get older. And I mean, obviously simple things like, you know, if you got divorced or married or had a kid or any of those things, you know, did they start talking to you about the new things that need to be taken care of, you know, during those life changes and such? So, you know, if they're not doing that and they're just kind of giving you the same stuff, well, you know, we were talking about robo advisors earlier. Maybe that's what you should do, is have somebody like that and not be paying them. But I would then really start looking for a new full service advisor.
That's why it's really important to have that right person helping you.
You know, you can have an accountant for sure, but the accountants, again, are usually focused on trying to save money and lower taxes today. So sometimes I have accountants tell my clients, hey, you should be doing this. And we look at their plan and go, that would actually end up costing you more taxes in the long run. Are you sure you want to do that? There's different types of planning. There's different types of reasons. Lots of times, though, hey, we should be doing some Roth conversions, and we should be looking at that and have your accountant run the numbers, and you know, we could see if that makes sense in your situation. So, you know, there's a lot of things where you can work together with those other professionals. And really, whoever's your financial advisor is now, if they're not working with your other professionals, if they're not looking at your tax return every year to see how things are playing out, that's a sign that they're really not doing a very good job. They really should be looking at all that. They should be checking your beneficiaries for you. They should be, you know, looking at the tax return every year to see if it's working with your plan. So if that's something that you want to take care of and you want to get a second opinion and say, hey, how are things, what would things be like if I was working with somebody else? How's my advisor doing? What does it all look like? You know, one of the things that we're doing here for our radio listeners is we're waiving the planning fee. So our $1,000 to $1,500 planning fee is not there. We're going to first and foremost just find out what you're worried about, what's your concerns, and then we can build you that blueprint to worry less wealth. We'll show you what plan you have now, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. We'll go through that blueprint to worry less wealth, show you the path you're on, tell you what's good and bad, what things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to take action and use us, or do it on your own, or do it with your other advisor. But really the big critical thing is getting that information first. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. 800-454-1184. Again, give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric advises his clients by helping them preserve their assets, increase their income, and reduce taxes, just like he's talking about today. So we are giving you the top five signs that you need a new advisor. Number two on the list, Eric, is your financial advisor does not listen to you. And that seems like a pretty big problem. So Eric, how do you make sure that your clients know that you hear and you understand their concerns?
Well, I think women probably run into this more than anyone, but there'll be some advisors that literally will only talk to the man and ignore, you know, the other half of the family there. That's not right. So if you're getting that feeling, definitely you need a new advisor. If you're asking them a question, they should be responding to you, answering your concerns, not just blowing it off and just moving on. And, you know, if they seem to keep doing that, I would ask them directly. And if they still don't give you a good answer, then yeah, it's definitely time to find somebody different. And they really should be finding out what's your concerns, what's your goals. You know, where do you want to be in 3 years? What do you think things are going to be like? And what would you like your life to be like? And, you know, if they don't know those things, how are they going to help you get there?
And finally, our number one of our top five signs you need a new advisor is you're afraid to call your financial advisor. Eric, what advice do you have for someone who feels like they might be bothering their current advisor when they have questions?
That's really silly. If somebody's got that kind of feeling, because that means that advisor has not made them feel very welcome. I mean, really, our clients are truly friends and family kind of thing. I mean, we're there. We help them do a lot of stuff. And we'll talk to them about all the different little things and their pets and all the, you know, their trips and things like that. And sometimes people do actually call me up and say, hey, I don't know if I should bother. And it's like, no, I want you to call me. You should be asking those questions. And if you're feeling like that person's not going to want you to talk to them or feel scared to talk to them, then yeah, it's time. They're not giving you a good feeling and they're not really there for you. They're causing that feeling for some reason. So that's time definitely to make a change.
What would you say to them about getting a second opinion, Eric?
Well, I think that it's just so critical. I mean, just like if you had a big ailment and, you know, scary medical diagnosis, you're going to get some other people's opinions, right? You're going to find out, you know, what should you be doing? And, you know, you're not going to just hopefully go on to Yelp and read, you know, all the bad reviews or something, like, you know, reviews are so sketchy if they're real or not anymore, right? You want to talk to somebody who's a professional and you want to talk to somebody who can give you real advice. And, you know, that's one of the things we can do for you is we can help people, give them that second opinion and say, okay, here, let's run out your plan. Let's see what your income plan looks like. We will go through it on our system with you to make sure we know it's correct. And, you know, we'll look at those investments. What's the risk level that you have? And is it appropriate? And do you even know what your risk level is? You know, what's the tax plan that you have? And is that being done well or is it being ignored? What are the healthcare issues and how are you going to pay for all those costs? And then lastly, who's getting your stuff and are things set up right? You know, once you can see all that from another pair of eyes, it may be sometimes I've literally had people go, hey, they're doing great. They're doing a good job for you. Not anything we can do. But there's a lot of people where it's like, wow, no, there's some changes you should be making. And did you know about this or that? And, you know, and that's the kind of info you really need to have. So again, there's no cost right now for radio listeners. So if you want to give us a call and we'll do that blueprint to worry less wealth, give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. You know, he's an author as well. And we always tell you about his book, Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open up our eyes to all the things available that are out there for each of us to have a remarkable retirement. So that's why he does this show every single weekend, too, to help you discover how you can worry less. Eric, you have a wealth success story for us today, and we always love to hear about something good that's happened with some retirees that you know of. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is a client of mine that's been a client for a while, and she was working high tech. She was divorced, a single mom. Her son's gone through college now and out on his own, and you know, she was living in Mountain View near Google and Facebook, so her house was insanely valued. And so she hadn't, you know, with the divorce and all that, she hadn't ever made like huge income. She was pretty much normal kind of income levels. took another job in the public sector, and you know, she's going to be working probably for another year or two, but that's all she wanted to do. And after she decided to sell her place, she paid cash for a condo actually downtown here, pretty close to my office. And the amazing part now is, you know, she doesn't have a mortgage payment, right? So she doesn't have to worry about that. She lives near a bunch of stuff that she can just walk to and enjoy. And, you know, she didn't move that far from, you know, where she was living before. But that by doing that sale, now she's freed up all this other cash to be able to do, you know, whatever she wants, right, in retirement. Yeah. So now she's all of a sudden being able to have that income and have that security. You know, we went through the foundational steady income and market-based monies and, you know, made sure that some of this money is guaranteed, that it can't go away. Some of the steady income that can turn on and start sending her checks every single month, and, you know, then having some still in the market. And, you know, so she's positioned for all sorts of things that can come at you down the road in retirement. But, you know, in terms of how much she needs to live on, I mean, the funny part is she was, you know, she's in a job where it's fairly tough, and she's just like, okay, I don't know if I want to just, you know, say call it quits, you know, if I get too annoyed or something. So, you know, it's not always, you don't have to have a ton of money, right? You just have to sometimes be a little bit more strategic. And if she just tried to live in that same house that she was in and live off just what she'd saved up, you know, she didn't probably have enough for sure. Again, that's something we want to be able to help you with. So if you wanted to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, where we look at all those things, look at where you're at today, and then tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things you might want to pay attention to. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.